To stay here. Now, civil servants within the Department for Business and Trade. This is another story involving civil servants now. These civil servants involved with arms exports have raised serious concerns over their own degree of legal liability if Israel is found to be violating international humanitarian law.
Yes, a union representing these civil servants said it is seriously considering taking legal action in relation to the UK's arms sales to Israel.
Well, joining us now is barrister and writer Stephen Barrett. And Stephen, a lot of people will say, aren't civil servants meant to be impartial? Wouldn't any liability for any political decision lie with the elected ministers in government rather than the so-called impartial civil service?
Yes, and it's crucial that that's the word you've gone to. The word is impartial. And we have started to forget what impartiality means. And to be perfectly honest, it's linked to your earlier story. We have, the road to hell is always paved with good intentions. And we have forgotten what it is to be political and to say things which are political in order to support people like me. I mean, I'm bisexual. And so in order to make me feel included, apparently we've started to allow the civil servants to be political. Once you start doing that, impartiality collapses. That is the road to hell that is paved with those good intentions. The good intention of helping and being nice to people like me. I mean, I didn't get my bisexual martini on arrival, so I will be putting in a Quality Act complaint in. But it is a good intention that we've allowed the civil servants to become political, but it is a wickedness because it is a breakdown in the system of our constitution, which requires impartiality, requires them to not be political at all, and requires them to be servants. And what they're doing is trying to become master, and that's what they do.
They're not comfortable, Stephen, with being servants, it seems. And don't worry, by the way, we will go for an LGBT walk a little later on, so don't worry. We are thinking of you and anyone else who feels like we're not, being kind enough. But, Stephen, these civil servants, they are unionised. Does that make a difference?
Well, one of the reasons that the unions have caused problems in this country, but they're actually a very successful mechanism in Germany. But our unions became very political and they've stayed very political. And it may well be that that's one of the reasons unions are largely less successful in this country. They're smaller here and they're across fewer industries. And they don't do things like in Germany where they actually sit on the board with companies and work collaboratively because they fell into what is Marxism in the 70s and they don't really appear to have ever got out of it. And what is happening is that this is an assault on the Constitution. You know, once you lose the concept of impartiality, once civil servants are masters, and they're using, by the way, the excuse of international law. So this is a trick we've seen for years. I mean, I first came into British public life to point out that international law is not always binding on us. If international law was always binding on us, we would be its slaves. And that's what we would be. We wouldn't be a democracy. Our votes wouldn't matter. Our governments would have no power. The previous treaties that some other government had agreed would bind us forever until our new masters let us go. No, 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 no. This country threw away its tyrant. In 1688, we've been tyrant-free since 1688. And that we will not have a fresh tyrant in international law. We control it. Mm. Our sovereign is Parliament. We are bound by domestic law. Mm. I mean, I noticed some years ago that domestic law started to become less cool. It's under sort of psychological attack at universities.
Stephen, I think you almost hit the nail on the head there because some international law is absolutely put on a pedestal. However, not all international law. It was only last week that Germany legalised cannabis. Now, that was cheered from the rafters by many, many people, but it's actually in contravention of the Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs 1961, an international treaty to which we're a party and Germany's a party, most countries in the world are a party to. Therefore, legalising cannabis breaks that international law. I didn't see civil servants therefore saying we're not going to enact this policy. It seems to apply to some policy more than others.
Yes, and that's the switcheroo. Once you start to allow them to do politics, they will do their politics not your politics. And they will not complain about certain things. They are behaving inconsistently. I mean, I could show a number of other inconsistencies. Nobody seems in the slightest bit upset that the EU hasn't joined the ECHR, like it promised to, in a legally binding treaty. It's in breach of international law. And these things happen all the time. And as you say, quite rightly, no one complains. And it's only over certain things that we complain. And that's in order to get policy outcomes. And I'm afraid this nonsense about Israel being somehow involved in a genocide, which is just as law tosh, is not an excuse for civil servants to start behaving politically. If they want to, there will be good civil servants, and the good civil servants need to understand that if you restore impartiality, you protect civil servants from all of this nonsense.
Yeah, and protect their jobs too. I do wonder whether some of these civil servants would do better running for Parliament and having some accountability. But thank you very much indeed, Stephen Barrett. Really great to speak to you on the legal issues here.
Absolutely. I always love it when we talk to someone who brings up the glorious revolution of 1688, the foundation of our liberty.